my friends. Welcome to the Friday Morning Show. Right here in the middle of the month. Can you believe it? 28 right now, and still got some fog out there kind of sticking to the road. So keep that in mind if you're out there motoring around here this morning. Well, this is fast becoming a very popular segment here. We're talking with President CHI St. Francis, Terry Anderson, in with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I love the fact that you're becoming a Friday fixture in here. I really look forward to this report because it's always great information, number one. Number two, you've always got some excitement to bring with you, and you brought a very special guest today. I'll let you do the introductions.
We are extremely excited. You know, every week something new just happens, but what I have today is we're opening our HOPE unit, which is our behavioral health, in our primary care clinic, walk-in clinic, and with me today I have a gentleman who is a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and his name is Aziz Rufai, and so I'm going to hand it over to Aziz to, you know, tell us what he does.
Aziz, step up to the mic.
All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you, and thank you so much for being on the morning show.
Thank you so much.
So a psychiatric nurse practitioner, when did this start for you? Let's dig a little here.
You know, the journey in mental health for me started about 2011 in St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay.
So I started working as a psych mental health provider in a rehab home for alcoholics and drug addicts. My initial journey started with a degree in sociology and anthropology. While I was doing that, I discovered the mission to actually do something more. So I ventured into the nursing degree, nursing career. So right now, I'm at the at the top of my career right now. I'm a nurse practitioner, and I'm doing medication management and diagnostic assessment as well. So I'm very happy to be around here.
What do you like best about it?
Hey, you know, mental health for me, it's very personal because, you know, just being there to serve people, that's the most important thing.
So you fit right into the mission statement at CHI.
Absolutely.
So what are we talking, if you could kind of thumbnail it for us with the HOPE unit, what goes on there specifically?
Okay, so HOPE unit, we're just trying to bring it back right now. And from all indication, talking to community partners, the services for mental health has been really, really missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we are very happy to bring that back. So what we are trying to do is to increase the awareness about mental health. You know, from a CDC statistic, you know, about 1 in 4 adults, they live with mental health problems like depression and anxiety. And equally for children age of 3 to 17, they have about one in seven of them, they have about, you know, problems with ADHD, anxiety, you know, depression. And all of this, if it's not taken care of both in adults and children, it could lead into the dire consequences of suicide. And for me, coming from a correctional background, I worked in the prison for 11 years.
Wow.
And what I see over there is, you know, problems with mental health that were not taken care of at a preventative level. And it degenerates into a problem where we have people committing crimes or perhaps killing themselves, and they end up in the prison. So I took it upon myself, my mission is to go in the community, do my part by helping people to take care of their mental health problems in a way to prevent the overpopulation that is happening in the prison. And not only that, for people to live a good life. Mental health should be something like, you know, you have diabetes, hypertension, you should be happy to talk about it as well.
And happy to treat it.
Absolutely. So we will help to manage this using evidence-based practice and holistic approach, meaning we're not just looking at individual, right, but we're looking at all covariant problems that might be contributing to that, and we individualize the plan to fit the individual problem. And that's what we're trying to do at HOPE Unit.
That is fascinating stuff. I could listen to you talk all day. You mentioned the prison work, and you mentioned, you know, your career. You've been at this for a while. Has it ever been daunting? Has it ever been a real challenge for you to do this?
Absolutely. You know, sometimes when you're taking care of people, you know, when you take it out, not saying personally, but because you're passionate about it, you always want to be, I want to solve every problem. But as an individual, you are not equipped to solve every problem. So what we try to do as a provider as well, self-care.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. So to avoid the overwhelming effect of, you know, the stress from your patient, you know, because you want to help them. You want to help them get to the better place. But when you're not getting it, it becomes daunting or frustrating to you.
Mm-hmm.
And as a person, you know, it's part of the skills that we are using not for ourselves, for our patient as well. So mindfulness. So you know your limits and you know what you could do. And like you said, you're going to take a break. I take a break as well to avoid the overwhelming effect of, you know, serving my patients.
Unbelievable. I can't believe the strides you're making out there at CHI, Terry. It's what a great story. Aziz, thank you so much for coming in and spending some time with us here. I look forward to having you come in a lot more, because this is such, wouldn't you agree, this is such a big issue, and it keeps getting more complex seemingly by the day. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I agree with you. It is a real problem that everyone needs to be to have their hands on deck,
mm-hmm.
to really do this. We're not going to do it alone as a provider, but with the patient, we're going to work together as a team. And with their family support and the community support, we all work together to have a healthy community. And that's my approach to things. That's why since I came into this community, I've only been here for like 3 weeks. And I've been kind of going out and meeting people, and I'm going to be working with the Care Coalition about the Ripple Effects movie as well.
I was gonna touch on that. If you wanna, we're gonna start really promoting this heavy next week. What is this going to be about?
So this program, the Care Coalition. I hope I got the name correctly, but they are going to be showing a movie. It's about a movie about suicide prevention. It was about a case of a gentleman. He's an amazing, you know, a motivational speaker that he attempted to commit suicide at the Golden Gate in, I think it's San Francisco,
correct,
California.
Yeah.
And for some reason, somebody saved his life. At that moment, that was a turning point for that gentleman. And he took it upon himself to liberate other people that are going through mental health problems that are leading to depression or perhaps going through suicide ideation. So what he's trying to do is to preach the gospel that we all have a role to play in preventing suicide. So that movie is going to be shown to, you know, teenagers and adults and any younger, you know, children that want to be there, they can come with their parents or whatever.
Sure.
But we're going to be doing that. We're going to create the awareness. Hey, if you're going through stuff, ending one's life is not the solution to it. There are going to be resources to help you. And during that session, we're going to have, like, you know, social workers, therapists, myself, I will be there with other, you know, community members to help individuals that are going through situation or probably being triggered by the movie. But it's going to be a real good session. So I encourage everyone in Wahpeton, Breckenridge community, call your friends, invite your friends, and be there. It's going to be an amazing moment.
We're going to be talking a lot more about it. Aziz, again, welcome to the community. I think you're going to be just a phenomenal asset to us here in the Twin Towns.
It's a pleasure being in here. Thanks so much, sir.
Terry, step back up. Again, another great segment.
I
love what you're doing out there. Do you have anything else you need to add here?
You know, if anybody wants to make an appointment, Aziz is in-house Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and you can call the clinic at 218-643-0747.
Right. And folks, if you need it, reach out.
That's right.
Because definitely there is help. Terry, man, like I say, the segment goes by way too quick, but looking forward to our next chat. And again, I'm going to be out of here, so you both have a happy Thanksgiving.
You okay? too. Thanks, Bill.
All right. It's 9:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky, still some light fog going on, and 28 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. On Thursday's Farm Talk, again, we broadcast from the NAFB Convention in Kansas City.
So we had a chance to visit with Thomas Wirth last year. He's the Resource and Rural Economics Division Director with the USDA. And Thomas, it's good to see you. You keep coming back.
I just can't stay away.
First of all, let's just talk about Rural America at a Glance. It's something that you do annually.
Yeah, it is our annual report. And this year, a few of the, you know, identifying once again trends in population, one of the insights is that the rural population has been growing. Now, from the decade from 2010 to 2020, rural population overall decreased during that decade. However, from 20 to 21, with the pandemic, it reversed and started growing. And so the question then is, it going to continue? Well, from 21 to 22, yes. And now the latest, from 22 to 23, rural population growth has continued and actually accelerated a
really?
Bit.
Yeah, and I'd heard a story about that recently. Does it kind of differ with states, though, or are you finding that almost all states, the rural areas, are growing?
It is not uniform in all states. I don't have the details, but in the report, there are maps that can show you those details. And once again, the report is free on the website for anyone to download and see.
The USDA's latest edition of its annual Rural America at a Glance report provides a look at rural employment trends the past year. Rod Bain has more.
Despite the trend of a lower working age population, per USDA's latest Rural America at a Glance report, rural employment numbers from 2022 to 23 grew to nearly pre-pandemic.